But let's turn to Texas, where another kind of innovative project is in the works to help define Austin. This week, Google and the city of Austin announced a deal to launch the next super citywide, super high-speed internet project known as Google Fiber. The first city was Kansas City. Will wiring Austin with Wi-Fi keep it weird? Joining us now is Joy Diaz, city reporter for KUT Austin. Welcome, Joy.
Hello, John. How are you?
Also with us is Shannon Jackson, associate professor of anthropology at the University of Missouri, Kansas, and co-author of an article in Harper's called Only Connect, Kansas City Gives It Up for Google. Shannon, welcome.
Thank you.
What was the experience you folks in Kansas City had with the Google investment and collaboration to bring this Wi-Fi to the city?
Well, initially, the experience was very upbeat and very opening and excited. And as it proceeded, we discovered some basically articulation of what was about to unfold with already existing disparities. And we, you know, worked with Google to potentially address that and got volunteers out into underserved neighborhoods to try to sign them up to avoid the accusation of redlining, and there was effort to get that accomplished. Where we are now with it is that it's not clear that those underserved areas are actually going to have access to what we're hoping would be a citywide network.
Would you say the experience with Google was net positive for Kansas City, and how was Google as a collaborator, as a partner in interactions with the city?
It's not clear what you mean by net positive. You know, our concern has been that Kansas City is what has been defined as one of 16 hyper-segregated cities in the nation, and we don't want to intensify disparity here, where those underserved areas are getting so-called free access. What they're getting is painfully slow 5 megs as opposed to the gig that the wealthier neighborhoods are getting.
Talking to Shannon Jackson, who's an associate professor of anthropology at the University of Missouri, Kansas, co-author of an article, and as you can hear, you know, critical in some sense of Google's experience in Kansas City. It's called Only Connect. Kansas City Gives It Up for Google. We reached out to Google for a comment on its experience from its perspective in Kansas City. They didn't get back to us in time for this broadcast. So, Joy Diaz, are you worried in Austin, Texas, about what might happen there in Austin? And what's the sort of disparity internet-wise in terms of the population and communities there in Austin?
Yes, it's very interesting, John, because in Austin, the situation is completely different. In Austin, years ago, Granda Communications decided to start the wiring for fiber. And one of the requirements from the city of Austin was you need to begin with underprivileged neighborhoods. So it's interesting when you look at the map, the east side of the city versus the west side of the city. The east side has been, you know, historically segregated, historically economically disadvantaged. And the interesting part of that is that the networks have been laid mostly in the east side of the city, trying to prepare for this boom. When I was talking with one of the council members on the day of the announcement, she was really excited about Google. Of course, you know, as the initial honeymoon, but she was really excited, particularly because she believes that disadvantaged areas are going to gain from this. I know you probably have a clip from her. Her name is Laura Morrison, and she's an engineer by train. And that was part of her excitement, that underprivileged areas are going to be served.
Certainly, as a council member, the city has by policy, takes digital inclusion as a priority, because we know that for people to prosper, they need to be able to engage with society on the internet and with technological skills. And so Google, I've had great conversations with them. They even have a digital inclusion officer that I've had a chance to talk to. So I think that this Google Fiber, not only does it bring all this whiz-bang cool technology, it really could be a great step forward in us achieving our goals of digital inclusion.
Member of the Austin City Council there. Joy Diaz, hold on for just a moment there at KUT. Shannon Jackson, it sounds like that city council member is likely to be disappointed if the experience in Kansas City is repeated in Austin, from your perspective. Is that what you would say?
Well, it sounds like, you know, what Google is experiencing is local culture. And, you know, if they're going to be responsive to local culture, that's, you know, I think that's important. At the same time, we have a local culture here that actually needs to be challenged. We need help building out a network in a more inclusive way. We don't have that same profile that Austin has. In fact, we do have a local nonprofit that's made a very compelling case. The Free Network Foundation here has actually approached Google with the proposal to purchase a gig and share it, essentially disperse that and provide slightly higher or even considerably higher speeds to one of the most underserved areas. And they've actually were rejected in that proposal. Hmm. And so they've taken it on themselves and absorbed the cost themselves and built a mesh network and are now successfully providing 400 residents with a service that's well beyond the five, you know, minimum meg for $9.
More to this story, of course, Shannon Jackson, Associate Professor of Anthropology at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Joy Diaz, KUT City Reporter in Austin, Texas, where they'll be experimenting with Google Fiber. Joy and Shannon, thanks so much.
Pleasure, John.
We should note here in Portland in 2006 that city launched its own attempt to provide free wireless internet coverage for 95% of Portland. Project abandoned, though, by 2008. A lot of challenges there. Stay with us.